Welcome to another edition of Prayers Before Dawn. Mark 1:35 tells us, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." It is our mission to devote this weekly podcast to prayer requests. We will give an email address and phone number to submit your prayer requests later in this podcast. Let's start now with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as the sun rises and a new day begins, we humbly come before you in prayer. Fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessing that surround us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions so that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout the day. In your holy name, we pray. Amen.
Hi, I'm Deanna. Thank you for praying along with me and my prayer partner, Sue, today. Our first request is from Shelley. My husband told me last night he is seeing another woman and is divorcing me. It came out of nowhere. I had no idea, and I am devastated. I don't even know what to ask you to pray for, but please pray for me. Heavenly Father, we lift up Shelley to you during this time of deep pain and heartbreak. Lord, you see her sorrow, confusion, and devastation. Surround her with your comforting presence and wrap her in your unfailing love. When the ground beneath her feels unsteady, be her firm foundation. Give Shelley strength for each moment and peace that surpasses all understanding. Heal the wounds of betrayal and restore her spirit. Remind her that she is loved, valued, and never alone. Place supportive friends and family in her path who will walk with her through this valley. Lord, guide Shelley in the days ahead. Give her wisdom, clarity, and hope for a future filled with your goodness. Help her trust that you hold her heart tenderly and have plans for her life, even in this season of loss. May your grace sustain her, your mercy renew her, and your light lead her forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Luana. I had a daughter in 1973. I was only 12 years old. My stepfather had been abusing me for years. I gave her up in a closed adoption. I have learned that she has found me through Ancestry.com. I have feared this would happen. Please ask God to guide me. Heavenly Father, we lift up Luana to you, knowing that you see the depths of her heart and the complexities of her story. Lord, you are the God of truth, healing, and redemption. In this tender and uncertain moment, we ask for your divine guidance to fill Luana's heart and mind. Grant her wisdom as she navigates this reunion. Give her the right words if and when the time comes to share her story. Let your Holy Spirit lead her with gentleness, compassion, and clarity. Calm her fears, Lord, and remind her that you are with her, working in ways she cannot yet see. We pray for her daughter as well, that her heart may be prepared with understanding and grace. May this connection, if it is your will, bring healing and not harm, hope and not despair. Wrap them both in your love, Lord, and let your truth shine with tenderness and care. May Luana feel your steady presence, trusting that you can bring beauty even from brokenness. Guide her steps, comfort her soul, and lead her in peace. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
This request is from Diane. Prayers, please, for my niece and her family. Her daughter has been having behavioral issues for a long time. They fear she is taking drugs. Heavenly Father, we lift up Diane's niece, her daughter, and their entire family to you. Lord, you see the struggles they are facing and the worries that weigh heavily on their hearts. We ask for your healing hand to be upon this family, bringing peace where there is turmoil and hope where there is fear. Father, we pray especially for the daughter. Whatever pain or challenges she is facing, we ask that you break through the darkness with your light. If she is struggling with addiction, we pray for freedom and healing. Protect her from harm, Lord, and guide her back to the path of truth, health, and wholeness. Give her family strength, patience, and wisdom as they support her. Help bring healing and restoration, Lord. Let your love bind them together and give them hope for a future filled with your goodness. We trust in your power to heal, restore, and renew. May your peace reign in their hearts. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
This request is from Stephanie. Please pray for Bill, who has stage 4 lung cancer and has recently suffered additional medical problems. Please pray that our good Lord will fill all of Sonny's family members with peace and mercy as they go through this difficult time, and that Bill's condition will have the best possible outcome. Heavenly Father, we lift up Bill to you, asking for your healing touch as he faces stage 4 lung cancer and additional medical challenges. Lord, you are the divine physician, and nothing is impossible for you. If it is your will, we pray for healing, strength, and relief from his suffering. We also pray for Sonny's family and all who love Bill. Fill their hearts with your peace and mercy during this difficult time. Surround them with your comforting presence and give them strength for each day. May they feel your love holding them together and guiding them through uncertainty. Lord, we trust in your goodness and ask that Bill's condition will have the best possible outcome. Let your will be done with grace and compassion. Give wisdom to his medical team and hope to all who care for him. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
This is from Fran. My dear friend Jerry has gone to meet her Lord. She is with her dear husband in heaven now. The family asked if I would let you know of her passing. Jerry loved her church here in Lakeland. She would have celebrated her 103rd birthday in August. Thank you. Your sisters in Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the long and beautiful life of Jerry, who has now come home to you. We rejoice that she is reunited with her husband and is now resting in your eternal love and peace. Lord, we are grateful for her faith, her love for her church, and the memories she leaves behind. Comfort all who mourn her passing, especially her family and friends, including Fran. Wrap them in your peace that surpasses all understanding and remind them of the hope we have in Christ, the promise of eternal life and joyful reunion. Let the legacy of Jerry's life continue to inspire love, faith, and goodness in those who knew her. Lord, may Jerry's soul rest in your perfect peace, and may her loved ones feel your comforting presence now and always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Ashley. Please pray for healing for me. I've been struggling for years with depression and many other issues. I need healing desperately. Thank you in advance. Heavenly Father, we lift up Ashley to you, knowing that you see her pain and the burdens she has carried for so long. Lord, you are the God of healing, hope, and restoration. Please reach into the depths of Ashley's heart and mind. and bring your healing touch where it is needed most. Surround her with your love and remind her that she is never alone. Bring light to the places overshadowed by depression and peace to the storms within her. Give her strength for each day, hope for the future, and the assurance that your plans for her are good. Place people in Ashley's life who will offer support, understanding, and encouragement. Guide her to the help and resources that will lead her toward healing. Fill her spirit with your comfort and renew her mind with your truth. Lord, we trust in your power to restore and make whole. May Ashley feel your presence, drawing her closer to your peace and joy.
From Jeff, please pray for our pastor, Jeremy. I just heard his 16-year-old daughter was killed in an accident. Heavenly Father, with heavy hearts, we lift up Pastor Jeremy and his family to you in this time of unimaginable loss. Lord, there are no words to ease the pain of losing a child, but we ask that your presence surrounds them with comfort and peace that surpasses all understanding. Hold them close as they grieve and give them the strength to face each moment. Let them feel your love carrying them when the weight of sorrow is too much to bear. Surround them with the community of support, compassion, and grace. Lord, we pray that you bring healing to their broken hearts and remind them of the hope we have in Christ, the promise of eternal life and reunion. In the midst of their pain, may they know that you are near to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. Give them rest when they are weary, hope when they are overwhelmed, and assurance that their beloved daughter is safe in your eternal embrace. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
From Jen, please pray for my mother, who had a fall and broke her hip. She is not recovering well. Pray for healing. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we lift up Jen's mother to you, asking for your healing touch as she recovers from her fall. Lord, you are the source of all strength and restoration. We pray that you would ease her pain, mend what is broken, and grant her body the healing it needs to recover fully. Give her renewed strength each day and restore her mobility and health. Provide wisdom and skill to her medical team and caregivers, and let every step of her recovery be guided by your hand. We also pray for Jen and her family. Grant them peace, patience, and encouragement as they support her during this difficult time. Surround them all with your comforting presence and fill their hearts with hope. Lord, we trust in your goodness and healing power. May your grace sustain them and your love bring them peace. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
That concludes our podcast. To reach us with your prayer requests, email us at prayersbeforedawn@gmail.com or call us at 813-421-2014. Also, let us know of your prayer request outcomes. We hope you will join us again next week when you can hear your requests and pray along with us. Let's end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've had in your presence. Help us to remember that no matter how busy our lives get, that our time with you is what matters most. Help us to carve out time for prayer and fellowship. Help us to encourage one another and point each other towards you. Help us to see our brothers and sisters as you see them. Thank you for making us all one family under you. Holy Father, we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.